Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining us in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And the Chief Public Defender for the 5th Judicial District, Scott Kutcher.
Nice to be here.
So we wanted to find out kind of from your perspective what the lay of the land is in terms of resources, I guess, in rural Minnesota for people to take care of legal matters.
Well, it's varied. The 5th Judicial District is 15, it consists of 15 counties. If you go from Nicollet County, which is St. Peter, and you draw a line straight south to Iowa, and from Nicollet County straight west to the Dakotas, those are the 15 counties that comprise the district. And, you know, each county obviously is very different, but, you know, the biggest difference that you see is in, say, you know, Blue Earth County with the Mankatos of the world, St. Peter. Those areas, for lack of a better term, are kind of like the Twin Cities are to the state of Minnesota, I guess. So you do see quite a difference in attitudes, resources in this area here than you do, say, in Pipestone or Lincoln County, which does not have the resources. And I think one of the main things that you see is it's really, there's a lot of poverty in the district. I think rural Minnesota, it's generally poorer. You have more people that need various, that are in various programs. You don't have a lot of the resources that we do here. Basic needs, certainly, it's as always, it's more in the metro area than the other areas. Transportation is the big one, I think, at least what I see in this job, people having to get from point A to point B. And it's difficult for people to get to work if you're not right in the city that you live in or the town that you live in. If you're dealing with the criminal court system, it's not easy to get to court at times. And I think that can be lost on a lot of people. You know, a judge or that at times can say, well, I got here. And it's like, well, you have a car. You know, you have a driver's license. So those are challenges. As far as what we provide, you know, as the public defender system, anybody that qualifies, which means you have to fill out an application that gives financial information, and if you fall at a certain level, then we are appointed, no matter, you know, what you've done or that. We don't look at the case. It's really an income-based system. So we provide an attorney for anybody that is appointed by the court based on financial need. And that's uniform throughout the district. I think the district, it's big. I mean, with 15 counties, it's a large area. And I staff district-wide probably 30 attorneys. So the part-time public defenders or the part-time attorney public defenders that I have, they cover three, sometimes four counties. And it's hard to cover areas at times with the caseloads that we get.
Scott Kutcher is the Chief Public Defender for the 5th Judicial District, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.